Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Rahma Uluwakemi Asheku. I'm here for the Hajj 2025, and one of the most beautiful things that the Saudi government has prepared for the guest of Allah is that we can all, well, at least for two major languages in Nigeria, which is Hausa and Yoruba, and English, of course, which the majority of the people speak, we can actually dial a number and get clarity with regards to matters concerning the Hajj pilgrimage and all that we need to do, you know, during the Hajj. And I think that it's a very brilliant idea, because for the perfection of our Hajj and so that it can be mabrur for us, understanding these aspects of it, right, is very, very important. And to know that you can actually make a phone call, just a phone call, and then you can get clarity as to any question, with the understanding that Islam in itself is a religion of knowledge, right, and that the more that you know, the better it is for you. So I think that it's a very beautiful and an amazing initiative by the government, and it's also very brilliant that NACON itself, you know, and the ulamas in the year 2025 have been able to print out little cards and handed it over to, you know, as many pilgrims as possible to be able to make these phone calls, you know, from their phone and get whatever clarity that they need with regards to the Hajj rights. Thank you very much.
Do you have anything to say about the initiative of this Nisu card? Do you have your own? Because some people doesn't have Nisu card and they won't be able to perform Hajj.
Well, right from the very beginning, and to the best of my knowledge, last year the Nisu card was also handed over to pilgrims. This year is different. You can even scan the barcode, you know. As much as some people do not have, which is sad, the good thing about the Nisu card is that it's necessary for crowd control. Virtually every Muslim looks forward to coming to perform Hajj, and there will be Muslims who are in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that have not registered for Hajj but are also interested in coming for Hajj. The challenge with that is the crowd becomes too much for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in itself to control properly. But with the Nisu card, every guest of Allah who's here for Hajj is able to access places they need to access, and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in itself can actually make the right provisions for the guests of Allah. And I think that at the end of the day, it just makes it easy for everybody who's here, and that way we can all, you know, abide by the rules of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in itself, and they can also do the as much as possible to save lives of the pilgrims. And as you very well can tell, in the last few weeks, Nigeria hasn't lost so many pilgrims, unlike this time last year that we had actually lost quite a number. I think that the Nisu card is an initiative that helps us to monitor everybody and to ensure that we don't have too many people, you know, at the during the Hajj rites.
Thank you, Kemi. God bless you.